We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program one more time. This is the mid part of the week, and pray that, you know, one of the things that happened last week when we were having our ministers meeting is a number of my people, I tell you, when I brag on our church, I like to brag on our church because we have just some phenomenal people there. And my wife took some vacation time to come and make sure that the lunch was all provided. She had to go to work, so she didn't even really get to stick around to eat for it. My worship leader took off work so that the ministers weren't subjected to me having to lead worship. And they were all very thankful. And then I had other people from the church, and I've got a couple of men, and they work second shift. And they said, one of them sent me a message and said how appreciative they were to actually be able to be a part of a midweek service. And that's something that they don't get to avail themselves of because they work the second shift while everybody else is having their midweek service. You know, they're toiling away. And so if you are out there tonight at Merritt Assembly of God, we have family ministry that goes on. I do boys ministry. We've got three different girls ministry classes that goes on. And then we also have an adult Bible study that starts just a little bit before 7 o'clock. I don't get to lead that, but they're doing a phenomenal job. And if you need that midweek refresher, I want to invite you out 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. That's Merritt Assembly of God. The zip code's 32953. If you'd like more information, you can check out our website, merrittassembly.com. You can check us out on Facebook. You can also give the church a call, 321-454-4263. We'd also like to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you are in central Brevard County and you need your air conditioner worked on, give them a call. They got decades and decades of experience. They can handle anything from a small unit all the way up to a massive, massive cooling system. And, you know, they know what all the pressures are supposed to be. They know how to read the gauges and all of those things that I just kind of stand there and bob my head about. They actually know what all of those things are supposed to be. And, you know, they just do a great job, and they will do it fairly, honestly, and in a timely manner. So if you need your air conditioning worked on, or maybe you think you will need your air conditioning worked on, maybe your last AC company wasn't that, didn't exactly tickle your fancy as far as the quality of work or their professionalism or whatever, and you're looking for someone else, 321-759-3284, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. So yesterday we were talking about Amos chapter 9 and Acts chapter 15. We're going to go back to Amos chapter 9 today. And we're talking about seed time and harvest. And yesterday we spent much of that program describing how God wants to personally come and repair the damaged temples, the tabernacle of David, things that were meant to be places of authority, and yet that authority had kind of been neglected. I told you how the footnote at the bottom of my Bible described a deposed dynasty. Well, God says, I'm going to come and I'm going to restore that. And so yesterday we talked about allowing God to minister to you and minister to me and to bring the healing. And he wants to do that for evangelistic purposes, so that the people from everywhere, the people from Gentile backgrounds, Jewish backgrounds, Muslim backgrounds, Buddhist backgrounds, you name the background, Jesus died to set people free. Atheist backgrounds, communist backgrounds, God can do a work in people's lives. He wants people to seek him. Everything God does is to position people to reach out for him, to seek him, and to find him. Okay? And so today we're going to look at verse number 13, because this describes what's going to take place after that restoration. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seeds. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. And I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." And so here he says that there was a day that is coming, and what he begins to describe here is a supernatural event. Okay? Let me describe to you phrase by phrase here what is being pictured here. None of this is a negative. It is all a positive. Okay? It says, "The days are coming, says the Lord." Okay? This is not wishful thinking. This is not speculation. This is not someone guessing what is going to happen. This is God saying, this is what is on the horizon. This is what is capable when I restore you to that place of authority and prominence and health and well-being that I intend for you. He says, there is such a prosperity that is coming, and that word might scare a bunch of people. I want you to understand that money is not meant to be a goal. Money is supposed to be a tool. That's all it is. It's a tool. I had a 1985 Ford, Tempo, a Ford Tempo. It was a truck. It wasn't designed as a truck, but for my purposes, it ended up hauling things as if it was a truck. You say, well, why would you use something? That's what I had. It was a tool. It was what God had given to me. It was literally a $5 vehicle plus a dealer fee. There was a sale that took place. A friend of mine told me about it, and everybody went for these other cars, and I went for this 85 Ford Tempo, and turns out it was one of the $5 automobiles. And that car was such a blessing. And it had its own testimony. And so I was talking to a person who knows the reality about that car and what a miracle it was that God used it to get me back to Florida in that thing, because it had a mechanical issue in Memphis, Tennessee, that should have not allowed me to get it back home, but we did. Okay, so I want to talk to you here about these dynamics that are described here in verse number 13. It says, "The days are coming when the plowman shall overtake the reaper." Okay, what is being described here is an abundant harvest that is so extensive that it is taking the crew in charge of harvesting such a lengthy period of time, because of the abundance of harvest, that the plowers are right behind them saying, look, we're supposed to be sowing seed. We're supposed to be getting this field ready for the next crop, and you're still harvesting the last crop. Wouldn't it be wonderful? See, there are two types of problems in this world. There are problem problems, and then there are good problems. There are problems called by our own foolishness. There are problems that are caused by other people's foolishness. There are some challenges that we face because we live in a fallen world. But then there are other issues that we face that they are now problems because of the blessing and the favor of God. And so we ran into one of those situations here at church a few weeks ago on Easter Sunday. It wasn't a problem. It was a growing opportunity. We just had a tremendous, tremendous Easter Sunday. And as a result of that, it created some interesting dynamics, things that we had to work through. Those were good problems. Well, having so much of a crop that it is taking you weeks and months to get it into, to get it to the point of where it is harvested. And the other miraculous thing is it's not rotting. It is not decaying. It is staying ripe all during that time. That is a wonderful, wonderful problem to have. And God says, that day's coming. That day is coming. Now, you need to understand that Jesus said that you've got to be faithful in the little things before you can be faithful with much. And so I encourage you to continue to be faithful. I'm telling you that faithfulness is not overrated. Unfaithfulness is overrated. Unfaithfulness might seem to be the way of the world, but I'm here to tell you there is a miserable price tag to be paid for unfaithfulness. And so I'm looking for God to say for you, I'm looking for God to say for me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Faithfulness is absolutely essential. Okay. So if you want to see that supernatural abundant harvest, then you need to be faithful to bring in the harvest that God has for you, even when it is something that is a little bit more manageable. Okay. Be faithful with it. And so then the next one comes up and it says, you know, it kind of gives an opposite perspective. And it says, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. Okay. The treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The days are coming, says the Lord. And then the second part of the sentence, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. Do you realize that the picture there is that there is such an efficiency in the time aspect that God has that it describes here that there's a person who is sowing seeds for grapevines. And those seeds are there's so many seeds to be sown that while they are sowing, that God is causing things to mature and to produce grapes, and the reaper is right on the heels of the person who's sowing the seed. There are many Christians that I know. Many, lots and lots and lots of Christians. And they are absolutely looking forward to spending eternity with Jesus, and so am I. But in the meantime, they have little expectation of harvest in this world that we live in. I'm not looking to discount one over the other. Eternity is what we're, I mean, this is, we're preparing now for what we're, where we're going to spend eternity, either where God intended us to spend eternity or in hell with the devil and his angels. I want to choose where God wants me. Okay. And so I've got my sights set on that, looking forward to that. Jesus is coming again, and I'm excited about that. But I also know this, that there's a now harvest. Don't just set your sights on how wonderful it's going to be with Jesus 1,000 years from now and miss out on how great it is to have Jesus as the Lord of your life right here and now. And so there's the timely aspect of it. So here, the only way that the treader of grapes can overtake him who sows seeds is for the seed to mature and produce fruit so quickly, and for there to be new efficiencies in the way that there is a reaping. God wants to give you and I the ability to produce wealth. And so I am so thankful that there are still people who have good creative ideas. I was with my daughter the other day and had a creative idea. Now, I do not know how in the world we're going to be able to do anything with that idea, but I'm going to explore it just a little bit. I'm going to explore it just a little bit to see what can be done there. There's a possibility that it could be a tremendous blessing to people. Okay. It says the mountains shall drip with sweet wine and the hills shall flow with it. That's Amos chapter 9, the latter part of verse number 13. And so that's what's going on. God says there is going to be such a tremendous harvest that the mountains are going to flow with rivers like you would see melting snowfall as it begins to cascade down the mountaintops or down the hills. I saw a science documentary little blurb that showed up in my news feed, and what I've picked up on is that some of the channels on your cable package will have some little tidbit articles that show up like on MSN.com and stuff like that. And I saw one of these little tidbits, and I'd seen the program advertised on one of the other stations as well. And it talked about this planet where when it rains diamonds. Now, you know, the first thing I told our congregation when I saw that is, if you ever visit that planet, you're going to need to reinvent the umbrella. you're going to need something that can withstand a thunderstorm of diamonds. But do you realize that there is an abundance of wealth that God has positioned in the solar system, and we're wondering about whether or not God's going to take care of our needs? I want you to know that God's ability to provide is unparalleled. And I've told many people before about how I struggled to believe God one time for a $7.50 an hour job. And he said, do you believe I could provide you another job that pays $7.50? I said, I believe so. Well, I want you to know, it was kind of hard, but he did eventually provide that job for me. And, God has just been faithful to our needs. Can you believe God, not just for the privilege of sowing seed, but can you believe God to do it to where you have an anointing upon that seed that is going to bring unprecedented resources into your life? And remember, it's not just about resources. It is about reaching people. So this coming Sunday, we're going to be sowing a seed. Last week was our Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge offering that we take up the third Sunday of every month. But this coming Sunday, we are taking up an offering to reach one of the a country in the world that it's very hard to reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be sowing and partnering with them to with other Assembly of God churches to see if we can plant 1,000 Assembly of God churches in that nation where the gospel is virtually unheard of. So we're going to be sowing some seed. Verse number 14, I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord. God says, I'm going to bring the people back, just like I did for Naomi and Ruth, and I brought them back, and they were very instrumental in the establishment of the household of David. He said, I'm going to bring people back to my land. People that had departed because the tabernacle of David had fallen apart. The throne of David was deposed. Hardship had taken place. Financial difficulties had come upon the land. He said, I'm going to do a work in this place. And when people hear about it, they're going to want to be a part of it. Can I share a little newsflash with you? There are a lot of people who are willing, ready, and able to participate in your already existent success. I'm going to say that again. There are plenty of people who are ready, willing, and able to participate in your pre-existing success. What you are looking for are for people who are willing to stick with you, be there to help you because you believe you have a promise from God. Okay? And so I just want to prepare you. When the going is tough, you might not see that many people around. But when the blessings flow, you better get ready. You know, that was the word that T.D. Jakes got. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And he basically went from obscurity to being a household name almost in just a short period of time. You've got to be ready. So he says, I'm going to bring the captives back, and when they come back, they are going to be planted in this land. Okay? He said they're not going to be uprooted anymore. They're not going to be pulled up. I'm going to plant them in this land, and I'm going to plant them with a purpose. You do realize that when God brought the children of Israel into the promised land, it was so that that would be their inheritance. Well, I want you to know that we are God's inheritance, and he is our inheritance. I may never have a bank account that rivals some of the people that I have been said, has anybody ever told you you look like this? And they're always, you know, one of them said Wayne Gretzky, and I'm not Wayne Gretzky. One said Bill Gates, and I'm not Bill Gates. One said Prince Charles, and I wanted to lay hands on him. But all of them had really, really large bank accounts, and my bank account, I don't really care what the finances of that look like in comparison to theirs. What I want is I want the kingdom of God to be filled with people's lives. I would love to be able to touch my community the way that Wayne Gretzky impacted hockey fans. I would love to be able to touch people the way that Bill Gates has affected people from a technological aspect. God says, I'm going to bring people back to the inheritance that they had. You know what? You have a God. He says, you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He says, when you come back, though, you're not coming back to be a spectator. God's not bringing people into the kingdom of God just so that they can warm a pew. You are meant to be an active participant. He says, I'm going to plant you in the land so that you can do this, so that you can rebuild the cities that have been devastated, and live there. He says, so that you can plant vineyards that are going to produce a harvest, and that you can make gardens that are going to be used to sustain you and meet your food needs. He says, I'm going to do a work in the land. I'm going to pour out an abundant harvest, and there are going to be people who return back to where they came from. They thought that they had found greener pastures that they should go and pursue, and now they realize that they abandoned the very thing that they should have held on to. Naboth, Ahab presented him an opportunity. He said, sell me your land and I will give you a better land. And he says, you don't understand that this is my inheritance, and I'm never going to sell my inheritance. You and I, we serve a great, big, wonderful God. And if you're like me, you've sown lots and lots of seeds. And I just want you to know, God says harvest time is coming. Harvest time is coming. Believe God. Don't just set your sights on forever. That's there. That's wonderful. It's happening. It's guaranteed. But I want you to know that God wants to do a work in your here and now. He wants to do a work in your workplace. He wants to do a work in your physical and in your home life. He wants to do that because there are other people that are going to see that. And they say, you know what? I think it's time that I go back to where I was at the first and say, God, would you plant me? Would you cause me to be a part of what you're doing in this place? You see, that's really what happens. He says, I'm going to bring people back, and they're going to be active participants in what I'm already doing. I heard many, many years ago that people are oftentimes asking God to pray and bless what they are doing. Someone said this, a much better plan is for us to say, God, what are you doing? What are you blessing? And how can I get involved in it? And I'm just so thankful. If you're out there today and you're looking at things and they look like they're falling down, they're dilapidated, they're hopeless, I want you to know that if that's a person you're looking at with that mindset, God says, you would not believe what I can do with that person. God bless you. We want to thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio program. It is a joy to spend this time with you. We pray that you'll have a wonderful Wednesday. Maybe we'll see you at church soon. Until the next time, God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.